What's up, guys? Before we start the podcast, I just want to take a time out and just shout out a couple of people that made a change in history towards the black community. And it is Black History Month, even though we should celebrate our blackness our year all along, you know. But that's neither here nor there. But let's go ahead and start this off. Dr. Shirley Jackson, she invented the touchtone telephone, call ID, and the fiber optics cable. Man, she's lit. I just wanted to say, call ID, that's dope. And the fiber optics cable, let's go ahead. Lewis Lattimore, he invented the carbon filament, which is in the light bulb. So Thomas Edison did not invent the light bulb. Black man Lewis Lattimore invented the light bulb. Mary Van Braden Brown, she invented the closed circuit television security. Otis Boykin invented the IBM computer and the pacemaker. So, you know, for your hearts. Lonnie G. Johnson invented the super soaker and the thermoelectric energy converter. Bro, that's dope. Charles Drew invented the blood bank. Marion R. Croke, I probably butchered her name, invented the voice over internet protocol, VOIP. It's in a lot of phones nowadays, especially office phones. Lisa Jalopter, she invented shockwave and online video. Bro, This personally sinks in. Personal has a special place in my heart, because do you know how many video games that was on the computer in the early 2000s that had Shockwave? You had to download Adobe Shockwave just to play. Bruh. And we wouldn't be able to enjoy GIFs and dope memes like that. And then last but not least, Philip, oh my gosh, I'm about to butcher this man's name, Amigwali, even the world's fastest computer. And I just wanted to show my appreciation to these people of color, and it just happened to be on Black History Month, but we should shout people out that's doing good for the community all the time. But without further ado, let's go ahead and get into the podcast. All right, now, what's up, guys? Welcome back to the Jack Antics Podcast, where we all jacked up on tech and the antics for everything else. You can find us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcast, and Anchor FM, just anywhere that you can find a podcast. So, you know, we back to, you know, just me and you. You know, it's like a real personal vibe, you know. I like it like that. But I just wanted to record something. But let's go ahead and start the podcast off by talking about some tech that I was really interested in, which is foldable phones. Now, this really struck me, because just think about it. We just came from the flip phone era to the all touchscreen era, and now they trying to fuse the two, it seems like. And they just might as well bring back the flip phones back. You know, you can get that satisfying hang up. You know, you get that clap, that clap when you get mad at somebody. You know what? I'm tired of you. Click. That used to be the most satisfying sound out there. Y'all, if y'all old enough to remember the sound of the flip phone when you hung it up. Get just, you know, shout out to that. But let's stay on topic. Foldable phones. Now, one of the phones that I looked up was Xiaomi. Their foldable phone looked like a tablet. Honestly, I can't explain it. It just looks like a tablet. Like, it's one wide screen. It's bezel-less. So, but it folds. So, it concerns me. Only thing concerns me is the more the structural integrity, because it can easily scratch up. I feel like it'll easily like get dust and all type of stuff in your pocket, because you don't want to put no foldable two screen phone in there. Well, some people might, but you know, I don't. I want a signified back of it. Just give me the flip phone. I suggest that they do a flip phone where it's just one long screen and you flip the phone forward and just like a mini screen. A lot of phones used to have like small screens with display stuff, but it wasn't on the magnitude they thinking about. They making it a whole nother screen where you can have apps and stuff light up. Now, I may be wrong, you know. Just let me know. Just, you know, fact check it and let me know. Let your boy know. But yeah, that was like really, really striking. And then I also saw in the tech world that iPhone had a tablet that powered a computer. I know it sounds crazy, right? But it looked decent. It looked really decent. I was like, I don't know. Have a MacBook Pro and it powers my whole desktop. That sounds lit. I know a lot of offices use something similar to that mode, but it's like a docking station and you just plug it in, boom. Now all your peripherals and all that stuff pop up on the screen. That's pretty lit. That's pretty lit. That Apple might be trying to take a step in the right direction. I don't have all the details yet. I just saw an article and a couple like promo videos about it, but I think it's still like a prototype, so don't try to run with it. It's not out like that, you know. It's not out, but it is something in the works that they're cooking up. It may be interesting. I might come back to it. Well, I will come back to it when they have more information about it. But that just lit. That's something I really want to talk about with this new technology. And technology is moving so fast that it's just hard to keep up sometimes. But you have to fully immerse yourself into it, or you get left behind, you know. But that's pretty much for the tech today. Now, if you know me and you've been following this podcast, by the way, this podcast is being recorded on Black History Month. Yeah, shout out to that. February 8th. If you know me, you will know I've been talking about this game for the last couple podcasts. It came out on January 29th. Kingdom Hearts 3. Dog. I got a couple first impressions. Now, it is, let's get this out of the way. It's not totally what I expected. Like, okay, if you weren't a Kingdom Hearts fan, I'll say for the first impressions, this is not a review. I'll do a review on a later date, but this is not a review. This is like 3 or 4 hours worth of gameplay. This is a strictly first impression. So my thoughts can change by the time I end this game. So it's not entirely the game I wanted at first. Like, I was so hyped, but it's okay because it didn't bore me. Like, it is still lit. It's still Kingdom Hearts. It didn't bore me like that. So when the first impression that I got when I first turned on the game and started playing it, The gameplay is really smooth. It is super duper smooth. Smooth like butter. Bye. I'm sorry. Cause I'm in somebody's ear right now doing that dance move. But I don't care. But yeah, it's really smooth and pretty too. Like the colors is just magnificent. The colors pop out at you, especially if you have a good TV. This is really pretty and it's really butter smooth. And they added a couple new mechanics such as flow motion. Now the flow motion segment was in like one of the handheld games, but nobody really played that. Nobody really played the handheld games because a lot of people complain about the story. Even though Kingdom Hearts already a convoluted story, but that's we'll get to that on a later date. But it added the flow motion mechanic where you can basically fly around the screen really smoothly, and it helps that the gameplay is really smooth and it just seems so seamlessly, like you just whooshing across the screen. So that's dope. And also they added like a little small life of change thing, which I love, by the way, because in the older games, if you roll around with Donald and Goofy and you in another world, possibly you want to use that person from that particular world, so you have to switch out the character and do all this, and you like it's worthless. Now you don't even have to switch out a character, they just automatically join your party. Lit. That just small things that I was like, okay, cool. Now with the little nitpicking that it kind of bothered me, cause I was ready to get into the gameplay, was the cutscenes was a little bit too long at the beginning. So they was explaining the story, which they did very well. By the way, they had a little bit at the beginning of the game, basically summarizing everything, majority of the things up to this point, like the main things about the story up to this point. So because it's been 13 years, a lot of people have probably forgotten the story. So that was a little cool. But other than that, the cutscenes such as I don't want to spoil it. God dang it. I would say that the cutscenes at the beginning, it is just quite long. So that was one thing I took away from it. But yet again, this is a first impression. Nothing else, nothing more. And the later, and the review will be at a later date. So just work with me. Work with me. Yeah, so just work with me. So other than that, that's good. Another game that's supposed to come out very soon is Jump Force. Jump Force, they came out with more characters, more gameplay, and it's looking all right. Like, my hype has kind of died down for it, but I will still check it out just because to see what it is. So I would say that some of the game mechanics, it's not totally J-Stars, but it's kind of like it's like, like I have to read more into it to actually get a confirm, like, oh, put the stamp on it, buy $60. I want to test it out first before I say spend my money. You know, these games ain't cheap these days. These games ain't cheap. Now, other news, there's a free-to-play battle royale game called Apex Legends. And you know, when it said free, I gotta try it out. It seems pretty lit. I haven't played that much of it yet. I've been busy, guys. Don't hold that against me. But it's been pretty lit. It's been making a lot of noise. Actually, in the sales, it's outselling a lot of stuff, even though it's free. And the way that it's making money off of it is microtransactions, which I don't have a problem with, only because it's a free to play game. A lot of games these days, they're more so pay to win, but this game took a right approach by having it free to play and then make you pay for the, like, all the stuff that other stuff that you need. But it's not game breaking, but still, you know, it does have microtransactions just like Warframe. So yeah, I played that game for a good minute too, playing as Tenno, the space ninja. You know, that's pretty cool. But check that out, people, if you have a PS4. PS4, I believe it's on PC. I have to look that up. Hold on, let me look this up. Let me look this up to be sure. Yeah, it's on Xbox One PC as well. Yeah, so, alright. Yeah, it's on Xbox One PC. And PS4, so, yeah, it's pretty cool. Pretty cool, pretty cool. And then, did y'all hear about the thing about EA? EA, the video game making company, says it is disappointing in Battlefield 5 because they was underperforming. And you know why they said they was underperforming? Which is funny. They said that it's because it's a single player campaign. Wow. I don't want to rant, but come on now, EA. Y'all gotta do better. If y'all gonna be about the money, that's cool, that's cool. But at least come up with a better excuse than saying that, oh, it's because of a single player campaign. You cannot say that. And God of War was a single player campaign, and it was a high playing game. And Red Dead Redemption, we just came out the midst of Red Dead Redemption, and it was a single player campaign, and it was nominated Game of the Year. So was God of War, and so was Spider-Man. All three of them single player games. It's tragic. I love you, EA, but y'all gotta do better. Come on, man. Y'all gotta come with some heat. Especially after that Star Wars Battlefront situation. You know? So y'all gotta fix that. Gotta fix that couple things. But let's move on to somebody giving them hands. I'm talking about Broly. So if y'all haven't seen the movie by now, then just know I'm about to spoil it. Y'all might want to cut it off or skip ahead. But Broly got them hands. Broly got them hands. Even though it was mostly fighting, of course, a lot of people don't go to Dragon Ball Z shows anymore for the story, unlike the first Dragon Ball, which was amazing. If you heard the last podcast, that you know that's one of my top anime of all time. The original Dragon Ball, not Dragon Ball Z. But in some ways, in this movie, it tried to go back to its roots, which was Dragon Ball was based off being a comedy and had some Buddhist teachings in it, because it is influenced by the story of Journey to the West. If y'all haven't read it. It's a pretty cool story. So Broly's uncanon story was pretty trash, but for I shouldn't have used the word trash. I need to stop saying that. It was poorly written. I should say it like that. It was poorly written because in the original, it wasn't, it's not canon, but in the original Broly movie, Broly wanted to kill Goku because Goku was crying in the crib next to him the entire time. Literally, y'all can go watch the three Broly movies. So y'all can go watch that. But that's the gist of why he wanted to kill Goku. In this movie, they pretty much revamped the story, saying that Broly was going to be stronger than Prince Vegeta, and King Vegeta's father wasn't having that. Basically, he was petty. He was being petty. He liked that. He was being a hater towards Broly. So King Vegeta sent Broly to a empty planet, well, an infested planet that was basically dead. Nobody wanted to go to this planet, called Planet Vampa. And his father found out about it. He was like, "Nah, not my son. We ain't playing that game today." So as they embark on the journey, because Broly's father stole a spaceship and spent the rest of his days living with his son on Planet Vampa until he was magically rescued by the Frieza Force. Now, Frieza in this movie, he's funny. He's funny. Like, Frieza was a terror back in the day, but you know, now he's really comical. It's really comical, but it didn't bother me. Didn't bother me that much, because you know, you go to Dragon Ball Z movie for the hands, not the story. We already established that. Hands, not story. Goku was like, "These hands for everybody." But yeah, now the story starts, other than that, all right. Sorry, technical difficulties. I had to fix that. Fix my mic. I don't know what was going on. But as I was saying, as when Broly and his father were saved by the Frieza Force, because Frieza was going to use them as a distraction, because Frieza was trying to collect the Dragon Balls in the movie, and Bulma was trying to collect the Dragon Balls in the movie for a petty reason. One wanted to be taller, and one wanted to look younger. I'll let you take a guess which one is which, but both was petty reasons. And as that happened, you know, Broly, which was really his father's revenge, guy's revenge, you know, trying to put the smack down on Goku and Vegeta. They wasn't having that, and the thing happened. Goku and Vegeta did the fusion dance, and another non-canon character became canon, which is Gogeta. And man, when I say it was pull-up season, when they transformed, they put them hands on Broly. And yeah, that's pretty much the movie. But that movie was litty. And moving on to the next topic, I've been watching some new anime. One in particular is called The Promised Neverland. I only watched about two episodes. It's a 12 episodes so far. I don't know if that's 12 episodes in all or 12 episodes so far, but if it's just 12 episodes in all, I know the story about to be lit. People, y'all need to check out all the short animes that had like 12, 15 episodes. Them be the most lit. You know why? Because they got a short amount of time to tell you what happened. So, yeah. So, basically, these kids are staying at an orphanage. Guys, I cannot say that. I'm not editing that out. I am not editing that, but the kids were staying in an orphanage. They wanted to go see the outside world. Pretty much everybody gets adopted right before their 12th birthday. And one of the kids was about to get taken away. They thought she was gonna go to a family. And she forgot her stuffed animal, her favorite stuffed animal. So the kids, Emma and I forgot his name. But them two, the smartest, there's three smart people in the class. They the top three. But Emma and, well, he has gray hair, so y'all know his name when he comes up. The guy in the gray hair, him and Emma, go down to catch up with Connie. Connie was the little girl that got taken by the mother of the orphanage to go get picked up by the family. As they was taking it back, boom, found out Connie is dead. It's over. Come to find out that the orphanage is not an orphanage. It's actually a farm, a food farm, and you're the cattle. Them kids is the cattle. And they getting fed to these monster-like creatures, and it is weird. Like, now, as my understanding of how far I got into the show, is that they're going to use strategy from playing tag to get away. So I really wonder how that's gonna turn out, because playing tag with some monsters, I don't think that'll go down too well. That ain't the move. That ain't it, Chief. That is not it. Playing with some monsters, they're gonna eat you up like Majin Buu did Deborah. If you don't get that reference, I don't know what to tell you. But that's just like, wow. It's wild. And so I've been watching this other, reading this other, this is a horrible podcast, man. Podcast over. All right, just pack it up, guys. But reading this other podcast is off this app called Webtoons. I've been reading this. It's called Sweet Home. And the gist of the story is that a guy named Huncha? I'm horrible with names. But there's an outbreak, the monsterification of people. Well, let me back up. So the story starts off as his parents die and he's left alone with all the money that they have. Like, his parents and sister, they all die in a car crash, and he would have died too, but he was just lazy. He didn't want to ride with them. He was home playing video games. Like, he was one of them kids that he just kept to himself and stuck in his room. But that's the only thing that saved him. But he got into a place, he just moved to a place, and then there was an outbreak, like in Raccoon City, and there was a monsterification, everybody. And the monsters wants to wipe out humanity. Now, the monsters, yikes, they don't die. You can only hurt them or stun them, but they do not die. Yeah, that's a pretty weird predicament. I don't know how that goes, but him and a couple other people try to save the world, figure out how to kill these monsters before it's too late. But how far I got, man, this is pretty lit. Like, in one part, which is funny, there was a blind monster that came into his room that hurt him. And he got ended up getting stuck in the bathroom. And it was so funny because he locked the door and everything. He was good until he had to pee. Like, he was so tired. He was trying to pee. Like, you know, guys would know. When you trying to be quiet, you're trying to do the sniper. You're trying to pee and hit the corner instead of the water so you won't make no noise. Man, this man fell asleep and hit the water and woke himself up. Dog, that monster tried to slide in there so fast, he almost got killed. Like, legit, he almost peed his pants for real. Like, ooh, man. It was just horrible. I don't know how he got out of that. This man was cool, calm, and collected. He was about to, he looked like in the panel, he looked like he was about to shit a brick. This man about to shit a brick, get killed by some type of monster. It was horrible. And then there was another monster, but just imagine this monster 7 foot, swole. And all he says is muscle and protein. Like, dog, that looks scary, man. This man looked like a whole, this man looked like Shaq twice his size. Dog, just imagine Shaquille O'Neal being, well, you can't imagine being 7 foot. He is 7 foot, but just swole, just bigger than life, man. 7 foot Terry Crews. That's how I can compare it. 7 foot Terry Crews, big as shit, walking around talking about muscle and protein. Man, but that it's pretty lit. Everybody trying to survive and stuff, because the monsters go off of sound, kind of like zombies, but it's different. It's not zombies. It's a outbreak. We don't know what caused it. Could have been the G virus. You know, another Resident Evil reference, but a lot of people don't play Resident Evil. I don't even play Resident Evil. Which is funny that I even referenced that. I don't even play Resident Evil. Resident Evil was, as a child, the source of most nightmares. I don't know why I used to be scared of that game, but it's cool now. But yeah, it's whatever. And that's pretty much it. Well, I've been reading and watching. No, like I said, podcast over. This horrible podcast. Horrible podcast. Oh man. But anyways, let's move on to the next section. I haven't done this in a while, man. I kind of did. I had a story time last podcast, but that's not. Yeah, I had a quality of life. Shit, I cannot talk. But this is the life portion of the podcast. And I just want to pose the question. Why, when you know, I've been working out. So, why, you know, of course you have to eat healthy. Why is it when you eat healthy, everybody loves to bring out the food that they know that's bad for you? You got stiff arms like, no, pie, no, you know, do the James Brown on them. Just move out of their way. Like, nah, bruh. Give me my stuff. Give me my apples, grapes, and oranges, man. I don't want that pork. I don't want that fried chicken. give me that chicken salad. Give me that baked chicken, man. Give me that salmon, dog. Why does everybody want to cook? Like, you want some cookies? No, I don't want that. You want a cupcake? No, I don't want that. Told you. You know what I'm here for. But that is oddly strange to me. Why everybody loves to cook all the stuff that you used to like. And it's all in the multitudes, like, and they'll offer to you knowing, like, bro, no, don't bring me down. Don't bring me down with you. You keep that over there. But yeah, that is really strange. People, if y'all have an answer to that, y'all should hit me up. You call in. It's 555-555-555-555. That was somebody's actual number. That is somebody's number. People getting bad. People get mad that show their number on TV. You remember they used to show that 555 number on TV as a placeholder number. And it's like, nigga, why the hell this thing giving out my number on TV? But answer that question. Y'all can hit me up on the Jack Antics. DM the Jack Antics podcast. JACANTICS. And then also, y'all got any questions for me y'all want to answer, you know, just hit me up with them, and you know, I'll answer the best way I can. You know, I'm only 26 years old. I still got a lot of living to do, so. And but that's pretty much it. End of the podcast for the day. I just wanted to get on the mic and talk my shit, you know. Just talk my shit. I don't know why I start cramping, but well, I'll catch y'all later, guys. This your boy Charlie B. Damn, I didn't even say that at the beginning. I am a horrible host. Oh my gosh. But this your boy Charlie B. And we'll catch you again on Jack Antics. Peace.